My name is Peter Whedon, and I'm one of the co-hosts and originators of Boogie with the Stars. Well, myself, I've been dancing since I was in college. Probably took a few years off, but continuously now for about the last 25 years.
What drew you into it?
I think the appeal of exercise and fun. It's a very expressive thing to do, and I have a big background in country western, which is obviously big in this town, you know. And 20 years ago, it was very big, and we used to go to competition in Alberta and things like that. And bit by bit, that kind of settled down, and then we had a group of people that were in interested in ballroom, so they started that, and we joined with them, and we got to Judy Russell's now. We have a drop-in twice a week, Wednesdays and Fridays. We probably do well over 20 types of dances. What happened was we put the New Year's Eve dance together, which is primarily what this is. We had nowhere to go. There was just nowhere nice to dance, and so one day we decided to go down to the Civic Center and put down a deposit and book the hall and cross our fingers and jump. We work together in conjunction with the Spirit of the North. We've got a lot of support from great people, including our stars, who are the people that have very generously committed their time and effort to learn to dance right from scratch, and to also have a campaign where they're trying to get people to vote for them, and that's how we raise our money. We're going to go slow, slow, and now we're going to back up and keep your foot on the floor there. Slow, all the way around, slow, back together, weight change, and tango close.
My name is Trish Bella. I am a trustee on the Board of Education for School District 57, and I'm also a director on the Board of Directors for the BC School Trustees Association.
How often do you dance?
Occasionally. I was a freestyle dancer, like everyone who just goes out, mainly to the fast dances, and you just move. No steps, and you wouldn't call it anything else but freestyle.
And how what's the process been like? How do you choose a dance? Is it your choice? How does this all work?
Peter and I had a long conversation. It started with what was it like, what did I really kind of connect with? And I said, you know, I like the look of a foxtrot. I like the look of quickstep. And I really like the look of a tango. And so we had a conversation around the tango, what the tango was like. And I knew the flavor and, kind of the attitude along with it. And he had said to me, if you have any issues with closeness, we won't attack the tango. And I said, don't worry, you can't offend me. And so we went on along, and that's how we chose tango. I find tango not so much even a dance as it is like a play. And it's, for myself, it's a play that comes to life through a dance. And so there's quite a bit of character involved. It's not just Trish Bella doing a dance. It's getting into a character with the dance.
What sort of character are you when you're doing the dance?
Well, I am the lady. So I don't know what I would describe her as. Peter would probably describe her as.
She's a bit of a bad girl, you know. I mean, it again came from the bordellos in Argentina, where the guys would go to visit the girls, and the dance is played out where the girls play hard to get and the guy chases, and that's basically what tango is all about.
Slowly behind, sweeping all the way around, and all the way back again. One last time, and a weight change. Watching my foot, and tango close. Good? Yeah, that's good.
So, what we have to do is we work on this. We have elements, and basically all these elements are independent. They're little patterns, and then what we do is eventually, once we've got the patterns all figured out, we put them all together. And then with tango particularly, you've got to be very careful with timing. As I said before, there's passion involved. So sometimes you have to wait, and it seems like, well, what are they doing? Well, we're waiting for the music to blend in, because it's all about passion.
I should ask, how do you feel? Are you feeling pretty confident about your...
I really enjoy the dance. Yes, I feel very good about New Year's Eve. like I say, you know, like I'm going to miss it afterwards, right? Because this has been so much fun to work along and the selecting of the music and picking the costumes and everything along with it. So I feel very good about the dance and the time that we've put into it.
Slow, all the way around, slow, back together, weight change, and go close.